the title of this mimer, which is a longer mimer on Rosh Hashanah by the word Gedaliah, is called Imru Lefanai Malchios, Kedesha Timlichuni Alecha. Recite before me Malchios, which is one of the sections of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, in order to crown me king. So let's learn about crowning Hashem as king today. We've touched on it a little bit, but let's learn it a little bit more. The Gemara tells us in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Amr of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Kiman Matzlinan Ha'idna. Kiman, like who Matzlinan do we daven Ha'idna nowadays? When we say, Zeha Yom Techilas Ma'asecha, today is the beginning of your handiwork, your creation, Zikaron Liyom Rishon. Today is a day where we remember the first of days. Whose opinion is that? When we say in Musaf, in the Zichronos section of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, when we say today is the first of your creation, today is the day where we recall the first day, who is that like? Keman, says the Gemara, Kerebi Eliezer. That's like Rebbe Eliezer, the Amar B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, that the world was created in Tishrei. The Chevra we've discussed many times, as he quotes here in parentheses, that Tosos, Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin, Amar Aleph, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that the Kuli Alma Nivra Ha'olam B'Machshava B'Tishrei, the world was created in intent in Tishrei, Uva Ma'aseh B'Nisan, and an action was created in the month of Nisan, Ve'elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, and therefore both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua are correct. When was the world created? Was it Tishrei? Was it Nisan? The answer is both. Okay? Someone asks you, I heard there's a machlokas when the world was created. What do we rule? The answer is Elo ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Both these and those are the words of the living God. They're both right. Tishrei was machshava, Nisan was ma'asa. Okay? But when we, on Rosh Hashanah, say Zeh hayom t'chilas ma'asecha zikaron liyom rishon, that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Now let's think for one more second. Zikaron liyom rishon, was this the first day of creation? When was the first day of creation? According to Rabbi Eliezer, Chaf Hei Elul. What was Aleph Tishrei, really the sixth day of creation? Brias Adam, the creation of man. Why do we call it Yom Rishon? Because that's the purpose of creation. The first real day the world functioned is when Adam HaRishon was created. And we're about to find out why. Meaning again, we have Machlokas, was the world created in Tishrei or Nisan? And the Gemara says, nowadays, our davening reflects the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. We celebrate Tishrei. And we refer to in the davening, the Aleph Tishrei as what? As Zikaron Liyom Rishon. Zehayom Tchilas Ma'asecha. Today's the beginning of creation. It's not true. It's the sixth day of creation. So what happened when Adam was created? And why is that called the beginning of creation? That's what our Rebbe, Rabbi Gedalia Shor, is going to teach us today. Shebriyas Ha'olam Hischil B'yom Chaf Hei Elul. Because in truth, day one of creation was the 25th of Elul. U'briyas Adam Arishon Hayah B'yom Aleph Tishrei. But man was created on the first of Tishrei. Man was created on the first of Tishrei. V'zeh Hayom Nikra Tchilas Ma'asecha. And this is really the beginning, so to speak, of creation. This is Adam Arishon. Even though Hashem, there were stars, and there was the sun, and there were fish, and there were all sorts of beautiful things that spoke of a creator. We don't really begin creation until what? We don't say creation has really started until Hashem makes Adam Arishon. Why? Because man's body is the most complex? Because man can think? What is it about man that on Rosh Hashanah we're saying today is when the world really got started? Hashem did so many beautiful things. Hashem separated light and darkness. Hashem created oceans and rivers and trees and flowers. So much was created already. The stars of the heavens were created. So I don't understand why all of a sudden when Adam is created is now this is the beginning of creation. So he explains as follows. Aval tchilas malchus shemayim haye bebrias Adam Rishon. The ability to crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king, which is what we're going to talk about, is uniquely given to Adam Rishon. Everything in the world serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in the world is trying to serve Hashem. But only human beings, and specifically we'll see Klal Yisrael, choose to make Hashem king. Let me read you a little paragraph from Rav Moshe Wolfson. Okay, I left the sefer at home, so I called our Shir assistant emeritus, Yoni Fleischman, to send me a picture. He sent me a picture. Okay, so listen to what Rav Wolfson writes, Sefer Amunas Itecha, Parshas Bereishis. Very first page of his sefer. Rav Wolfson says that there's something called Toras Habriya. There's the Torah of the Jewish people, 613 mitzvos. There's a Chumash, there's a set of Shas, there's a Shulchan Aruch. That's the Torah of Klal Yisrael. There's something called Toras Habriya. What is Toras Habriya? That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, for example, Nimsa Limashal, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Bereishis that the birds shall fly over the land. So you think that's just Hashem describing reality. It's not a mitzvah. Right? So it says with Wolfson, you're wrong. It's a mitzvah for birds. When a bird flies in accordance with what the Torah says a bird should do, it's fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. So interesting. Ki keinu teva shia ofef b'mikra. It's natural for a bird to fly. That's a mitzvah. That's what birds do. But the bird can come to the Olam HaEmes at the end of its life, after 120 in bird years, I don't know how long birds live, after a long life of a bird, and the bird can say, Ribbono Shel Olam, every time I flap my wings, I was Mekayim, the mitzvah of the Torah, that what ha'of, that the oaf should be Me'oifef ala Aretz. I was Mekayim that tzivoy of the Torah. Amazing idea. Even though what? Even though that's what a bird does. Ki kosa b'Torah, v'of yofef alaretz. That's what it says in the Torah. And how about a plant? V'cheina ilan kishemotzi peirosav, says Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita. That when a plant produces fruits, hu mekayim b'zeh mitzvah satorah. The Torah says that the earth should sprout. V'eitz osa pri. So that's a mitzvah for plants. V'hu osa mitzvaso kamo Yehudi hameniach tefillin. That when a bird flaps its wings, it's like a Jew putting on tefillin. Hashem gave things to do, Hashem gave birds things to do, Hashem gave plants things to do. As it's tafkid, it's tachlis, and all of it, by the way, is expressed in Kavod Shemayim. It's all singing the praises of Hashem. So what is it about man? If a bird is mekayim a pasuk of v'of yofef al aretz, and a tree is mekayim a pasuk, tadshe aretz desha, and a Jew is mekayim a pasuk, v'kshar tom lios al yadecha, v'yula totefos ben einecha, no? So what's so special? So what are we bragging about? Why do we think as humans we're the best? So let's see. So he says, he writes, again, Tchilas Malchus Shemayim Hayib Abriyas Adam Rishon, the real beginning of Hashem establishing His kingdom was with the creation of Adam Rishon. Why? Birds also give quote Shemayim, says Rav Wolfson. Such an amazing way to look at it. Torah Sabriya, amazing term. The Torah of the natural world. There's a Medrash in Eicha Rabbah, that I love to quote. The Medrash says, we've spoken about it in the past, Hakol Mevakshin Tafkidan. Everything is what? Is searching for its tafkid. Everything has its purpose and wants to live purposefully and meaningfully. So the Medrash gives an example of a dog that tried to climb a mountain to be with its mate because it saw this other dog and said, that's my shidduch, I have to be with that one. The Medrash gives an example of a tree that was uprooted from Eretz Yisrael and taken to Babel under the evil Nebuchadnezzar. And the tree felt, I don't want to be in Babel, I'm an Eretz Yisrael tree. The roads to Yerushalayim, says the Medrash. The roads to Yerushalayim, no matter how many dignitaries drive on those roads, says the Medrash, if Jews are not coming aliyah l'regel to the Beis HaMikdash, the road feels I'm wasting my life. That's not my tafkid. My tafkid is that Jews should travel these roads to Beis HaMikdash. Not that government officials should get together for, fancy parties. And important meetings, even important meetings. And then the Medrash says, Hakol Mevakshin Tafkidan. Everything has a purpose. Everything wants to serve Hashem. So what makes man unique? So says Rav Gedal Yeshur. Kmo she'isa b'gemara, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph. B'shishi mahayu omrim. What do we say in the Shir Shel Yom on Friday? Hashem malach geus lavesh. On day 6 of every week, we talk about Hashem as a malach. Hashem malach geus lavesh. Hashem has ruled and he girds himself. He's lavesh. He's enveloped in geut, in pride. Hashem's kingdom is really established when? Every Friday, on the 6th day of creation, when man was created. Why? Al shem shegamar malachto u'malach aleihem. The reason we recite that pasuk is because Hashem completed his work and ruled over them. So you could say, okay, yeah, meaning the kingdom wasn't complete until man was created. Man was the finishing touch of the kingdom. But Hashem was king day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 also. But that's not really true. V'abir b'zehu, the deeper understanding is, ki af shahayu harbe nivraim kodim b'riyas adam. Chavre, this is what Rosh Hashanah is about. This piece is telling you what Rosh Hashanah is about. Okay? You should be able to walk out of shir today and go over to a friend and say, let me tell you what Rosh Hashanah is really about, because you may not know. This is what Rosh Hashanah is about. It's not about negotiating for whatever it is people ask for in Rosh Hashanah. Is the essence of Rosh Hashanah. The essence of Rosh Hashanah is that even though there were many beings that were created prior to the creation of man, aval Hashem melech lo shayich rak bebriyas ha'adam, but Hashem really became a king. And when we scream out HaMelech on Rosh Hashanah, and we're crowning Hashem once again, we have to realize we're the only ones who can do it. What do you mean? The plants also give honor to God. That's true. But the plants don't have Bechira, and the stars don't have Bechira, and the oceans don't have Bechira. They do what they're told. Human beings have the ability to rebel against the king or to accept the king. And when I say human beings, I'm even more limiting that expression, because Klal Yisrael, in a unique way, have a unique opportunity to be Mamlech, the king. Ki kol ha'nivram ein lehem Bechira, because all of creation doesn't have free will. It can't say HaMelech. It can't choose to keep Shabbos or not keep Shabbos, to eat kosher or not eat kosher. Va'adam hu ha'yichid yasher b'yado livchor b'chayim v'b'maves. We have the ability to choose, as we came into Chodesh Elul, and we read Parshas Re'eh. Re'eh anochi nosein lefnechem hayom bracha uklala. We have in front of us different paths. You could choose a path of bracha or klala. You can choose a path of Chaim or Maves. That ability to choose is very scary. Not just for us, it's scary for Hashem. Because Hashem says, I want you to choose me. It's election day. It's the day where we coronate the king. So man is the only one who has the ability to choose. HaBechira laham lecha kodesh baruch hu al atzmo. To choose to make Hashem the king over yourself. To be a loyal subject of the kingdom. Ulevatel kol ritzonosav v'tshukosav l'ritzono yisbach. Like we learned last week, to surrender my will. That's part of the shofar reminding us of Akedas Yitzchak. To surrender my desire and my will to my Creator. To be willing to accept Hashem's plan for my existence, for my life. To embrace my strengths, to acknowledge my weaknesses, and to say, this is how Hashem made me, and I'm going to acknowledge Him as King, and I'm going to live with Him. I'm going to be a loyal subject in His kingdom. O chas v'shalom, or God forbid, I also have the ability to choose. Leilich achar ritzonosav. I could choose my own desires. Ulevait b'malchuso yizbarach. What does levait mean? Sounds familiar. Who kicked? The Goyim Mizaches Avodah Zarah kicked the sukkah on the way out of the sukkah, right? Same shorish. Bet ayin tet. Umelech nikra kishabinei hamalucha mekabla malchuso miritzonam hatov. Understand that to be a tyrant and to be a dictator, you don't really need people to get on board. You just need to have a strong army and a good jail system. But if you want to be a melech, a real melech, there's a partnership. A melech means, look at the words again, a melech, a nikra, one is called a melech when? When people accept, when people buy in, Miritzona Matov, when people want to sing, long live the king, when people accept the king, that's a melech. Not everyone who looks like a king is actually a king. Some of them are just tyrants who control by force. That's not real malchus. Malchus means being accepted by your subjects, being crowned by your subjects. Even though the king has all the authority in the world, but it's the subjects who make him a melech, who determine whether it's going to be a malchus of kavod, or God forbid, he's just going to be a tyrant and a bully and a dictator, who again gets his way by force. V'rak b'bechiras ha'odem b'malchuso yisbarach, az nikra HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shem melech. So chevra, when we show up at Rosh Hashanah, we have the biggest choice to make. Do I want to crown Hashem as king? Who am I to crown Hashem as king? That's up to me? And the answer is yes, it's up to you. It's entirely up to you. Did I read you that piece from Rav Soloveitchik? I told you that piece from the Rav? Okay, I quoted it in a Thursday night share a couple weeks ago. I'm going to read you this piece from Rav Soloveitchik. Okay, an amazing piece from Rav Soloveitchik. He shared it originally in Yiddish in 1974 in his Tshuva Drasha. But however, listen to how Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, the Rav, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, listen to how Rav Soloveitchik described what's happening on Rosh Hashanah. You need this image. And it's okay, you're supposed to picture it. Right? All the Bali Musa would use the koach of tziur, of imagination, to try to make religious experiences much more real, much more deep. My melamed, like all the elders of Chabad. Now, you have to know that Rav Soloveitchik was living as a youngster in a town called Chaslavich, and there were a lot of Chabadniks in that place. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was the Rav, but there were many Lubavitchers who lived there. And his melamed, his school teacher as a young boy, was a Lubavitcher. And that's where Rav Soloveitchik was introduced to Chassidus, which was something that he cherished in an interesting kind of way throughout his life. My melamed, like all the elders of Chabad, referred to the first night of Rosh Hashanah as the coronation night. This is because it is the first occasion that the Jew gives a royal crown to the Almighty. This is when we put the crown on Hashem's head. What do you mean? Who are we? To be a melech, the subjects have to accept you. The first time in the new year that the Jew declares, our God and King of our fathers, reign over the whole universe in thy glory. Melocha kol ha'aretz b'chvodecha. The first time we get to make Hashem king. Who grants the royal crown to the Almighty? My Melamed, again his Chabad Rebbe, when he was a young boy, my Melamed, along with many other poor Jews, granted the crown to the Almighty. Today I know some wealthy Jews, but years ago I only knew poor Jews. However, the crown was not adorned with precious metals or jewels. Listen to this. What's the crown made of? What's the crown we put on the Hashem's head on Rosh Hashanah? What's it made out of? It was a crown constructed out of Jewish tears and endless sacrifice for Torah. It was adorned with the love of Jews for the Almighty. You know what I was thinking about this weekend? I don't want to give mussar, because you have to be realistic about where you're holding. I was thinking about the fact that there's a minhag that, like, after the first year, we take a little break and we make our way to the Beis Medrash. But different people have different minhagim about how to spend those couple of minutes. So for some people, it's like a 2-minute break, and then we get to the base. For some people, it's like a 20-minute break, and then we get to the base. Some people trickle in, you know. And I was thinking, like, I also would like to go to Dunkin' Donuts for a quick coffee in between the first year and Seder. So why don't I? Why don't I do that? Why do some people get to do that and I don't get to do that? That's what I was thinking about over Shabbos. Why do some people get to do that? And then I was thinking, so who's right? And maybe we're both right. And then I was thinking, you know what? But it's like, it's a couple of weeks to Rosh Hashanah. We're learning about Mesiras Nefesh, or we're learning about Akedas Yitzchak, or we're learning about crowning a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Rav Soloveitchik said, the crown's made out of what? Out of sacrifice for Torah. I would also like to take care of certain things, you know, during Seder time. But Seder time's for learning Gemara. I'm not trying to give too much mustard. I'm just saying, like, you know, maybe, like, okay, it's a couple weeks to Rosh Hashanah. Maybe we have to rearrange our schedule a little bit. Like, get up a little earlier, get your breakfast in beforehand, and come to Shir ready to learn. So Rav Soloveitchik says that's the crown that we give Hashem. It's a crown adorned with the love of Jews for the Almighty. It's a crown of saying that I care more about an extra couple minutes of Gemara than a bagel and eggs, which is fine. If you need that, that's fine. I'm not against it. Anyone who's ever asked me, I've said, go get it. But the goal is to crown a Kadosh Baruch Hu as king means to accept that I'm under his rules, not under my rules. I don't just do what I want when I want. I try to give honor to Hashem. I asked my teacher a simple question. After all, the Holy One is the master of the universe. He's the creator, sustainer, and constantly renews the creation. The eyes of all look hopefully to thee, as it says in Psalms. Why does the Almighty need us to acquiesce that he is king over the whole earth? Why does he need our crown? Why does he desire that his creatures crown him? After all, he is the source of creation, and yet he wants us to crown him. Have you heard the paradox of Rosh Hashanah? Who are we to put a crown on Hashem's head? That makes no sense. Hashem, you created everything. And your Hashem is being judged by us on Rosh Hashanah? That's really what we're saying. We're judging Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem's judging us to see how we did this past year. And we're voting on Rosh Hashanah, should we accept Hashem as king for another year? That's really what we're doing. And Hashem, as it were, is nervous. Because if we don't do it, then what does that leave Hashem? He could still be a Moshe, as we'll talk about in a minute. He could be a tyrant. He could still demand of the world. But to be a melech, he needs a people who accept him. So Rav Soloveitchik said, this was a good question that I asked as a youngster. Even today, it remains an excellent question. I don't remember exactly what my malamed answered me. But I do remember that he quoted from Shir HaShirim, where the pasuk says in the seventh parak, the king is held captive in the tresses. My malamed interpreted this to mean that the king of the universe is bound in chains. Kadosh Baruch Hu is held captive. What did he mean? It is only now that I understand. This is 1974. This is like Rav Soloveitchik in his prime. Like probably a six-hour-long tshuva drasha, delivered in Yiddish, a packed like Lamport auditorium. You know, like we can't even begin to picture what these things are like. People were glued to their chairs for hours and hours and hours. And one of the Rav was like the most captivating speaker of the whole generation. So Rav Soloveitchik said, "What does it mean? The king is in chains? What did he mean?" It is only now that I understand what my malamid meant. Now I comprehend what I did not understand as a child. In the physical world, in the great cosmos, the Almighty is the all-powerful subject, initiator, and sustainer. Everything is His, and we have no part in it. He is the King over all the earth, whether or not we desire His kingdom. That's from the Torah's Habriya perspective. That's why the bird flaps its wings without Bechira. Because Hashem insists that birds flap their wings. However, from a different perspective, in the Jewish existential experience, the Almighty wills that the Jew should carry the burden, meaning Hashem put us in charge. The Jew must become the active subject and evolve his historical experiences. The Jew, through his own free will and choice, is to formulate and influence the Jewish historical process. In the ongoing struggle for Judaism and Jews, here's the last couple of lines, God has given His authority to humans. He will help us, but we must initiate the process. In regard to the Jewish saga, the Almighty, so to speak, is a king held captive in chains. We must untie the chains and enable Hashgacha Pratis to complete the task that we begin. It is a basic principle in the Jewish historical experience that we must crown the Almighty, and that is why Rosh Hashanah Eve is coronation night. The coronatia, as Rav Soloveitchik would say. We put the crown on Hashem's head. That's what it means to be a melech. A melech has to be chosen by the people. So explains the Or Gedaliah, Kamosh Mevar Hagra, where 8 lines from the bottom in the right-hand column. The Vilna Gaon explained, what is the difference between a melech and a moshel? A melech is a king, a moshel is a ruler. They're probably synonyms. Says the Vilna Gaon, absolutely not. Explains the Gra, sometimes known, referred to as the Vilna Gaon. Hagon Rav Eliyahu Vilna. Hachiluk bein melech u-moshel. The difference between a king and a ruler. Ki moshel nikrashu moshel al b'nei ha-malucha b'al-karcham. A moshel rules by force. A moshel rules with an iron fist. U-melech nikra kishuhu malach miritzona matof. But a melech rules because he's been chosen by people who want to declare before him, yeah, long live the king. David melech Yisrael chai v'kayam. It's only those who acknowledge the king that makes him a king. So says the Vilna Gaon, that's the pshat of the pasuk. A pasuk we know very well. Ki lahashem hamalucha. No? Umoshel bagayim. What's the difference between our relationship with Hashem and the umas ha'olam? The nations of the world, it connects a little bit back to that Tosfos, which we didn't see, on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, where Tosfos explains that the term Adam is unique for the Jewish people. Ha'adam refers to all of humanity, but the term Adam, the pinnacle of man, the ones who have taken the most responsibility of humanity, again, it's not a bragging right, I always point this out. Being a Jew is not a bragging right, it's a responsibility. The ones who have taken the most responsibility for the world and therefore are called Adam, the ideal man. The ideal man doesn't mean that we round up people who are not Jewish and kill them. That's never been our way. It's not Lahavdil, Nazi Germany, where they also wanted to be an ideal race and murder everyone else in their way. Being the ideal human being, the Jewish people, means we take the most responsibility to live the most sensitive, refined life and care for the world. So Hashem is a melech on the Jewish people, and he's a Moshel Bagoyim, which means the Umas HaOlam are sort of forced to play along with the rules of reality, the same way the bird flaps its wing and the star twinkles in the sky. But it's the Jewish people who accepted Hashem, who chose Hashem. Think about the Gemara we learned in Avodah Zarah. Hashem offered the Torah to all the nations of the world. Hashem didn't choose us. We chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chevre, think about that. We chose Hashem by accepting the Torah. And every Rosh Hashanah we choose to crown Hashem again. Ki LaHashem HaMeluchu Moshel Bagoyim. Ki Al Umos HaOlam Nikra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshel. Over the nations of the world, Hashem is a Moshel. Moshel means ruling by force. Aval Al B'nei Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech. But over the Jewish people, Hashem is a melech. Sheheim bocherim betov u'mekav malchuso. Because we make the choice, the good choice, to acknowledge Hashem as king. V'lachein bebriyas ha'adam nikra kadosh baruch hu melech. So therefore, it's dafka, when man is created. On Rosh Hashanah, we say, today is what? Tchilas ma'asecha, zikaron liyom rishon. This is when things really got going. Because this was the day that a human being existed with the ability to choose Hashem. Because day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of creation, Hashem was forcing the world into existence. On day 6, man was given a choice. Man was told, you choose. Eitz hadas, tov v'ra. You have the ability to choose. Rakesha odam bal bechira bocher b'malchuso, nasa melech. Top of the left column. When man chooses Hashem, that completes creation. Shegemar malachto, that's the final step of his building of the world. Umalach aleihem, that Hashem completed his work and ruled over them. V'lachein nikra yom hazeh tchilas ma'asecha, ki bayom hazeh nikva malchus shamayim b'habri. This is when the kingdom was established. Day 1, Aleph Tishrei. So now let's learn a stira in a very well-known tefillah called Adon Olam. Listen to the words of Adon Olam. I'll show you what Rav Gedalia Shor says, and then I'll tell you what the Maggid of Mezrich says, which will make it even crazier. Adon Olam Asher Malach B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra Le'es Nasa B'chef Sokol Ezay Malach Shemo Nikra. Yeah, we all know the words. Do we have any idea what they mean? Okay, so let's see. Adon Olam Asher Malach B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. What does that mean? Adon Olam, Master of the Universe, Asher Malach, right? Asher Malach, Lashon Avar, who previously ruled, B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. Before any Yitzir, any creation, was Nivra, was created. In other words, Hashem was a king before there was even a world. Hashem was always Melech Malchei Hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't need a world to be the king. That's what we're acknowledging. Adon Olam, master of the universe, you were the king of all kings before there was even a world for you to rule over, before there were subjects for your kingdom. What's the next line? Le'es na'asa b'chefso kol. But now, so to speak, that with your b'chefso, with your desire, you've been nasa kol, you made everything. Now that you have made a world, now that you've willed us into existence, azai melech shemo nikra, now you're going to be called a king. Well, hold on a second. I thought you just said Hashem was a king before you made the world. And now you're telling me once Hashem desired a world, now he's called the king. No, what's the answer? Okay. I would pick another word that I think is even more essential in solving the apparent stira in these two phrases of Adon Olam. Which word?
Nikra.
Nikra is the key word, I think. Hashem, you were always a melech, but there was no one to talk about it. It's only after le'es nasa b'chef so called, now that you've desired to create everything, now, azai melech shemo nikra. Now, the name melech can be called, can be declared. That's what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah. When we're saying the Pesuk of Amalchios, we're crowning the king, we blast the shofar. You know why we blow a shofar? What did Rav Sadia go and tell us? It reminds us of Kabbalah Satorah. It reminds us of the shofar Mashiach. It reminds us of Akedas Yitzchak. You know what else Rav Sadia Gaon says in his 10 explanations? It reminds us of the blasting of shofros at the coronation of a king. So everything, every move we make throughout the davening of Rosh Hashanah, it's for one goal. It's to be able to walk out of shul having built a beautiful crown and placed it on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's head. What do you mean? Adon Olam Hashem Melech B'Terem Kol Yetzir Nivra. Hashem was a Melech before we came along. Yeah, but now that you exist, Azai Melech Shemo Nikra. Now Hashem can be called the king. And you know what gives Hashem great honor? When he sees that human beings, fickle and feeble human beings, simple human beings, flesh and blood, that we should be able to acknowledge him and not get lost in the mishagas of the world, it gives Hashem so much nachas, so much kavod. Hashem is so proud. Hashem says, the angels of course know me. They see me in a different way. They interact with me in a different way. But that a Jew could, you know, a day before be sitting in his office and a day later he's sitting in shul declaring Hashem melech and Rosh Hashanah. Hashem says, you want to understand what a chiddush that is? So azai melech shemo nikra. Says Rav Gedal Yeshur, le'es nasa b'chev so kol, mishenivra adam arishon, oz nikra kodesh baruch hu melech. Now Hashem can be called the king. Aval be'emes tzvichim anu ledas, ki Hashem haya melech b'terem kol yitzir nivra. Don't let it go to your head, and this is a part of the paradox. I have to know on the one hand that Hashem is literally tied in chains, like Rav Soloveitchik's Malamed, his Chabad Malamed taught him as a young boy. And at the very same time, what do I have to know? I have to know that Hashem is a melech, whether you're in it or not. Don't let it go to your head that Hashem is so dependent upon you. Adon Olam Hashem Melech B'Terem Kol Yetzir Nivra. Hashem was the melech before you ever came along. But there's this strange partnership that we have with the Kodesh Baruch. Let me tell you what the Maggid of Mezrich said. The Maggid of Mezrich said something that only the Maggid of Mezrich could say. Okay, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. The Maggid of Mezrich said, here's how I read Adon Olam. You know, the first time I heard this, I was like, wait, you're allowed to say things? Like, so the answer is no, you're not allowed to say that. The Maggid of Mezrich is allowed to say that. The Maggid says like this, Adon Olam Asher Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. Right? Hashem, you were the king of the world before you created the world. No? So what's the mashmos? Forget the second line for a second. Let's just work on that one line. Adon Olam, master of the universe, Asher Malach, who used to rule, B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. Hashem, you ruled the world before creation. No? In fact, the Maggid of Mezrich, so who rules the world now? Don't say it, Sam, it's too risky. Who rules the world now? All right, so the Maggid of Mezrich said, Hashem gave it to us. Hashem has empowered us. So much so that the Gemara says that Hashem can make decrees and tzaddikim can veto them. The Gemara says on the pasuk, right? Tzaddik Moshe b'yiras Hashem. It's Gemara in Moed Katan Kazayin. The Gemara says that me Moshe be, who rules over me? Hashem says tzaddikim rule over me. Hashem says I'm making gzeira, I'm bringing this punishment or destruction to the world. I'm destroying Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says no, you're not. And Moshe wins. And Moshe fights and he wins. The ability for us through the Koach HaTorah to actually rule over Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's an unbelievable idea. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Are we saying that this started with Matan Torah or with Adam? Because Abraham wasn't able to daven and get Hashem to overturn Sodom, but Moshe was able to daven and get Hashem to overturn.
That's true. That's a good question. I think in a certain sense it's the Koach HaTorah that makes it possible to, so to speak, rule over Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here's the Gemara. Moed Katan Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Li Diber Tzur Yisrael Moshe Ba'adam Tzadik Moshe Yiras Elokim. My Kamar, what's the Pshat of the Pasuk? Amr Rabbi Abo, Hachi Kamar. Amr Elokei Yisrael. So says the God of Israel. Li Diber Tzur Yisrael Ani Moshe Ba'adam. So says the Rock of Israel, I rule over man. Me Moshe be, but who rules over me, says Hashem? Tzadik. Sha'ani gozer gezeira umavatla. I make a decree, and the tzadik comes, and he negates it. No, so who's in charge? It's very confusing. You were the king of the world before the world existed, and now you're the king of the world after the world existed. But, says Rav Soloveitchik, we need to put the crown on your head. But don't forget that, of course, Hashem ruled before you ever came along. But tzaddikim have veto power. I'll add one more piece. The Kedushas Levi writes in the back of the Sefer, what does it mean when we refer to Hashem as Melech, Malchei, Hamalachim? Think about the words. The simple translation is the King of all kings. Think about it for a second. Melech, Malchei, Hamalachim. Literally, the king who rules over kings. So here's how it works. Melech, Malchei, Hamalachim. Three Lashonos of ruling in a row. Here's how it works. Hashem is the king. Hashem has given power to kings. The Gemara says in Maseches Gittin, who are the true kings? The rabbis, the Talmidei Chachamim. So Hashem has empowered kings to rule over him. That's what we just learned. The tzaddikim have veto power. They can overturn God's decrees. They can make demands from Hashem. But Hashem is the Melech Malchei HaMalachim. Hashem is the king who rules over kings, who rules over the king. Follow that? Hashem is the ultimate king who overrules the Chachamim, who overrule him. Meaning Hashem has the absolute final say on the matter. What'd you say? It is Lo Bashamayim. But let's be honest, Hashem's still in charge. And as much as we have free will, we don't have free will. But this is not a shir in Ishbitz, so we're not going there. Right? But that's what it means. Melech Malchei Hamalachim. The king, Hashem, who rules over kings, the tzaddikim, who rule over the king, Hashem. So who's in charge here? Is Hashem coming and demanding that we crown him on Rosh Hashanah? Is Hashem begging us to crown him on Rosh Hashanah? Are we begging for our lives on Rosh Hashanah? Are we negotiating, Hashem, we'll make you king if you give us life? It's complicated. But says Rav Gedalia, sure, we have to remember that on the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is begging us, Azai Melech Shemo Nikra, I want my malchus to be known in the world. I want people to talk about it. And at the same time, we have to remember that what? That Hashem doesn't need us. Aval be'emes sricham anu ledas ki Hashem haya melech beterem kol yitzir nivra. Says Rav Gedalia, sure, Hashem was the king before we existed. Kodem shaya shum briya. Va'af she'ein lanu shum ha'saga b'zeh. And even though everything we've learned today, and I've played it up even that much more by adding these other ideas from the Rav, and from the Magid of Mezrich, and now from the Berditchever, makes it even more confusing. Who's in charge? Who needs who more? Even though our brains can't grasp the paradox, the contradiction, ki lanu yesh musag she'ein melech b'lo am. Because from a human perspective, We know there can't be a king without a people, without a nation to rule. What does it mean God was king before the world existed? Who was he king over? There was only God. There was only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do you rule over if nothing else exists? Our brains can't grasp that concept, says Rav Gedalia Shor. Aval gam musag zeh hu bria. But the fact that our understanding of kingship, of sovereignty, demands that there should be subjects to rule over, that concept is also a created concept. I mean, we think, we know how Malchus works. Malchus means a king has to have something to rule over. Hashem says, that's your understanding of Malchus. I have a higher understanding of Malchus. Adon Olam Asher Malach B'Terem Kol Yetzir Nivra. I understand that a people. Sha'odim Nivra Im Musag Shalosh Shayach Malchus B'Lo'am. We're created with the concept, Musag means the concept, the idea, that there can't be a kingdom without a people. Aval Lefanav Yisbarach, but from a heavenly perspective, like Rav Soloveitchik said, right, from the perspective of the all-encompassing Almighty, Hashem doesn't need us. Shayach Malchus B'Lo'am. There could be a melech, a malchus, a kingdom, even without subjects. Ukemo shelanu yesh musag shel amasa ba'amasa hecha yosiv. Says Rav Shor, I'll give you another example where our mind and Torah and the mind of God can't really match up. The Gemara says in three places that the Aron Kodesh, the holy Aron in the Kodesh Kadashim, didn't take up space. Eino min hamida. The room wasn't big enough to contain it. What does that mean? But it was there. So let's do a little math. Let's measure it. Amasa by amasa hechi yosef. Right? Amma by amma, measure by measure. Where did it sit? Where was it? And yet, aval ba'aron amru chazal, aron atzma eino min amida. Yet chazal say, in the Kodesh Kadashim, somehow the aron was able to fit in the place that wasn't big enough for it. How is that possible? Our brains can't grasp such a concept. The fact that what? That we live within time and space, that's our understanding of reality. Hashem lives outside of time and outside of space. Hashem can be a melech without people. But beyond the natural world, Hashem has no problem fitting a huge object into a small space. Even though our brains have no understanding what that even means. That's what we're saying. Adon Alam Asher Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. Hashem, you are the Melech Af Kesheloha Yabriya when nothing existed. Aval Be'eis Nasa Bechef Sokol, but now that you chose to create a world, what's the point of that, Hashem? Shenivra Ha'adam Azai Melech Shemo Nikra Az Hu Nikra Al Yadeinu Melech. Now we get to put the crown on Hashem's head. We get to play the game that we're in charge or that Hashem needs us. And that's a very powerful thing. It's humbling, but it's very powerful. Chaver, let's finish just at the end of the piece. Okay, just at the end of Os Aleph. Two more paragraphs. One more long paragraph. Bottom paragraph on the page. Iker tachlis habriya. Hayashi is galam ochusa ba'olam. The whole purpose of creation is not just a Rosh Hashanah idea. It's every day of your life. Everything you do in this world, you have to ask, am I bringing honor to Hashem by doing this? Am I enhancing the kingdom? Am I being a loyal subject to Hashem? That's the tachlis habriya. The purpose of creation is to make Hashem king. The reason for creation is that it entered Hashem's will, Ratzon shel ana emloch, a desire that's expressed by Chazal in two words, ana emloch, I want to rule. And therefore Hashem made the world. But Hashem, you ruled before the world. True, but I wanted to rule in this way. I want there to be someone to be mamlech me, to crown me. And that's what the whole world is about. And every one of us plays a critical role in establishing Hashem's malchus in this world. And every one of us, and that does include even the birds, and even the trees, and even the inanimate rocks. Everything is there to what? To reveal honor to Hashem. Kamo Shekosev, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kol Anikra Vishmi, anything that is called by my name, Lechvodi Brasiv Yitzartiv Af Asisiv. It's all to bring Kvod Shemayim. Turn the page. The whole thing is to bring kavod to Hashem. Va'odom males kol abriya. But as Rav Moshe Wolfson described back in that piece I mentioned at the beginning of Shir, we're in the driver's seat because the rock doesn't know how to express itself. The rock can't say, long live the king. The rock can't say, hamelech. The rock can't say, v'chein tein kavod, v'chein tein pachtecha, v'chein yiskadei shimcha. The rock can't say those things. So how does the rock express kavod shemayim? You know how the rock expresses kavod shemayim? When a Jew looks at that rock, the way my wife and I stood this summer in Wyoming looking at the Grand Tetons and saying, wow, Ma Rabu Ma'asecha Hashem. Through us, the rock now gave Kavod Shemayim. Here? Through us using the rock and seeing Hashem within that rock, now the rock is holy. But we're in the driver's seat. We have to be the ones to give voice and expression to the whole Bria. Again, that's what he means. Va'odam Ma'ales Kol HaBria. Man elevates the whole universe. And we crown Hashem over the rocks and the dirt. The Chazal have an amazing idea that when Adam was created, he gathered together all of creation. He brought together all the animals. They all came together. And he said before them, let's all sing to Hashem. And the dogs and the cats and the lions and the bears were looking at Adam and saying, what song do you want to sing? Adam was the one who was singing on behalf of creation. Sha'adam kol el kol abriya, l'chuna ranan al Hashem. Let's sing joyous songs to Hashem. Nariya, let's shout out. L'tzur yishenu, to our rock, the one who saves us. Sha'adam kol el kol abriya, val yado baha izgala shol kvot shamayim mikol nivra. That Adam Arishon encompasses all of creation, and through him, all of reality expresses the honor of Hashem. Ukamoshi Odeya Shekol Nivra Omer Shira. Have you heard of Parak Shira? What's Parak Shira? It's a medrash, where it says, what does the dog say? What does the ocean say? What is the, goes through all of creation. So what does this say? What does that say? What pasuk is an expression of, but we're the ones who actually say the psukim. Right? The rocks can't talk, and the waters can't talk, and the dogs and the cats can't talk. It all comes through us. The Inyan Shira, what is a Shira? Who is Galus Shol Kvod Shemayim. You sing when you're excited about something. Right? You sing over, Az Yashir, Klal Yisrael, we're being created, coming out of its shrine. We sang. V'Adam HaRishon Hevi L'dei Gilui HaShira Mikol Nivra. Adam HaRishon brought expression to every creation. And therefore Adam said to them, through me, we're going to sing songs to the Borei Olam. Shekulam yomru shira sheyazgala al yadam hakavod shamayim. And through Adam Arishon, kavod shamayim was achieved. I want to just end. The fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab, spent the last 5 years of his life, I believe it was 19, it was either 1910 to 1915 or 1915 to 1920. I'm getting confused. But the last 5 years of his life, he spent in a place called Rostov. And in Rostov, he had a little house. And in his house, there was some type, I think it was the floor, had these like tiny little tiles. Like these tiny little inlay tiles, maybe with something on the wall. I'm not sure. Somewhere in the house, there were these little tiles. Some decorative, backsplash behind the oven or whatever. I'm not sure. There was somewhere in the house, there were these little tiles. And the Rebbe said something very profound that I think about it every single Shabbos. The Rebbe Rashab said, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe said, I'm not leaving this place. I'm not going to, and there's other stories of the Baal HaTani which are very similar, being Mamlech Hashem over everything. The Rebbe Rashab said, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe said, I'm not leaving this place. He ended up dying there, it was the end of his life. He said, I'm not leaving this place until I'm mamlich Hashem, until I crown Hashem over every little tile. I'm not leaving this place until I'm able to somehow crown Hashem over every little tile in this floor pattern. I look at these window shades now. I'm not gonna leave this room until I can say that every single slat of these shades recognizes the Borei Olam. What does that mean? It's a very deep idea. What does that mean? I think about it every Shabbos because when I daven in shul, I stand by the wall, and the spot by the wall where I stand, there's like a little black dot. There's this little like splatter of paint. The wall's painted, let's say, you know, kind of like these walls, let's say that color. Yeah, some type of off-white. But there's like this little black dot of paint. And every Shabbos during Musaf, when we daven Musaf Sfarats, we say Keser, I always think about this story. I always say to that little black dot on the wall, I said, I want you to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears the crown. I'll show you the spot this Shabbos, so come, you'll check it out. That everything in the world, now what does that even mean? A little, you know, a little splattered paint is going to acknowledge the creator of the world? But that's our job as human beings. To be Mamlech Hashem over every fiber of the carpet in your bedroom. If you have carpet in your bedroom. That's what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah. We're trying to say that all the craziness out there, somehow we're going to take responsibility to make sure that that everything acknowledges you, Borei Olam. That's our job. So, Chavi, this is what Rosh Hashanah is about. Rosh Hashanah is not about saying, I need more money, and I need this, and I need that. It may also be about that on some level. But the ikkar of Rosh Hashanah, and really the ikkar of all of creation, which we're re-experiencing Rosh Hashanah, is acknowledging that Hashem wants to be a melech, even though he already was a melech, and doing our job to coronate the king. That's what it's all about. Yes, you wanted to say something, Eliyahu Ezra. The closing words, let's hear. Right, in the real world, there's no such thing as a melech b'lo'am. King needs a people. Very good. Very good. Good ha'ara. No, let's hear. Okay. Okay, Mavin Yavin, you can work on it. Try to be Mazbeard a little bit more.